I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, the federal government has created a program to help homeowners avoid foreclosure, but is it working? We'll get an update. That is just a little later. But first, we just heard members of Detroit City Council talk about how they plan to bring economic growth back to the city. Now we want to get another perspective on Detroit's future, one that's rooted in the creative spirit. The city has formed the Heidelberg Project. It's part art installation, part community center. It's named after the street it occupies in East Detroit that has become famous for houses covered with art. Joining me now is the executive director of the Heidelberg Project, Janine Whitfield. She's also married to the man behind the project, Tyree Guyton. Welcome. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me.
Now, of course, anybody who's seen the Heidelberg area can't forget it. But for those who haven't seen it, describe it a little bit for us, will you?
Well, the Heidelberg Project is what we call a very cool, funky outdoor art environment. It's located in the heart of one of the toughest areas in the city of Detroit, and it has become, believe it or not, the third most visited cultural attraction here in the city of Detroit. If one were to describe the Heidelberg Project, you would find a lot of what is known as discarded and found object art that has been refashioned, repainted, reorganized to tell a story. And the most important message about this whole concept of recycling is that we are, in fact, recycling a community and recycling the minds of people. And that's what's exciting about the Heidelberg Project.
What's the idea behind creating, making this a, what's the word you're using, a cultural village?
Yeah, a cultural village. That is the next evolutionary step of the Heidelberg Project. It was actually born out of a response to the blight in the community. Was the artist intention to bring attention to that area and to help people to see that there was truly life living in those conditions. So the next evolutionary step now is for us to take what Tyree Guyton has done and build it into a cultural village. And what that means is obviously taking advantage of the green space. We're working with University of Michigan designer Beth Diamond, who is coming as our lead designer, and we're going to start looking at how we can rebuild that community with inexpensive materials like stucco and straw bale and these kinds of things. And we want to train the residents in the community so that they can have skilled jobs in this particular new concept for urban development.
Now, you were a successful banker before marrying Tyree and becoming the executive director of this project. And the reason I mention that is to say that you're not some sort of head in the clouds artist, kind of off there. You know what numbers look like and how they work, and they
That's
have
right.
to add up. And I wanted to ask, how does this add up? Other cities with major art centers also tend to have different industries to support it. New York, for example, has a thriving art center, but also has had a thriving financial sector and also manufacturing. Washington, D.C. has the government. How does Detroit support an arts community?
Well, I think that, first of all, I'd like to ask the listeners to think about the city of Detroit. Detroit historically is a city of originality. Original ideas are born out of the city of Detroit. The people in the city have a history of being creative. And you think about Motown, you think about civil rights, you think about Henry Ford. All of these things come out of Detroit. Now, we're not going to stop now. It is not our intention to look in the backyards of other people to see what they're doing. Instead, our intention now, post-industrial, is to look at the talent that exists in our city and begin cultivating that. And Tyree Guyton, and there are many others, but Tyree Guyton is an example of a native Detroiter that has an original concept, an original idea that draws over 275,000 people annually.
But give us the vision. Give us the vision. What's it going to look like? If the vision is realized, what will it look like?
Well, I think that what you would envision is turning down a neighborhood block on Heidelberg Street and being met by these archways that says, "Welcome to the Heidelberg Project." And you will find unique artistic houses such as the House of Life. What might that look like on the outside? But more importantly, what is the House of Life doing on the inside? The House of Music, the House of Dance. This literally becomes a two-block cultural catalyst that helps to jumpstart economic development with in the surrounding areas. So you've got green pathways, you've got a walkable community, you've got senior citizens that are planting gardens that are not afraid to step outside on their porch because you have now created a new community. And that's what's exciting. And the most exciting part is that young people are involved, and we are giving young people a reason to stay and other young people who are moving into the area because they're excited about the possibilities of a clean canvas in the city of Detroit.
How do you feel about the way things are going in Detroit right now?
Well, I'm a native Detroiter. I've been here my whole life, but I've also had an opportunity to travel with the work of the Heidelberg Project. Tyree and I have been all over the world, quite frankly, and I'm going to tell you something. Detroit is a really phenomenal city. It is. I mean, and it may be kind of like down right now, but I guarantee you, if people begin to look again at the talent that exists in this city and give the people that live here an opportunity to show their stuff, we will rise again. And I'm excited by that.
Okay.
Even living here.
All right. Well, that's a great way to start the new year. Thanks for that. Janine Whitfield is executive director of the Heidelberg Project in Detroit, Michigan. She joined us from member station WDET. Keep in touch with us. We'd love to hear how things are going.
Thank you.